This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Friday, November 28th. County commissioners on Monday will consider a fee schedule for cell phone towers. Commissioner Giles Buddy Byrd initiated the request after the board approved a new stricter ordinance at the last meeting. He noted that after building permits are issued, towers generate no additional revenue for the county. However, they are there, quote, forever and prevent other uses of the surrounding property. The meeting may be attended in person at the commissioner's chambers or viewed online. We have more details on the new schedule at columbuscountynews.com. District Attorney John David has announced that he will not seek re-election. David has served as prosecutor for Columbus, Bladen, and Brunswick County since 2011. David said he intends to serve out the remainder of his term. He has endorsed First Assistant District Attorney Jenna Early in her bid for the Republican primary. The state and local authorities confirmed Tuesday that the skeletal remains found in Laurinburg were those of Brandon McDonald, the Clarkton man who disappeared in 2021. Three people have been charged in the murder in Scotland County. McDonald's mother, Dana Cox, said a memorial service will be held at a later date. An 85-year-old Lake Waccamaw woman was found safe in Sampson County Thursday morning after 2 days of frantic searching. Betty Stanley, age 85, was last seen in Leland Tuesday night. Lake Waccamaw Police Chief Corey Finch said Mrs. Stanley ran out of gas and was found in the Roseboro area Thanksgiving morning, tired but safe. The Thanksgiving clicketer ticket is going on through Sunday. Troopers and local law enforcement are looking for aggressive and impaired drivers, as well as emphasizing proper seatbelt and child safety seat usage. While Black Friday has been a big day for competitive shopping, Small Business Saturday is where you can make a big difference for your neighbors. It's going on tomorrow. Downtown businesses in Wyville, Chaburn, and Tabor City have special events planned all day. In Wyville, you can pick up your passport at the Chamber of Commerce office and earn while you shop. The Veterans Memorial Park will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night. They start tonight at 6:30 at the park. The Leesville Christmas Light Show is now up and running. Corey Lee and his family decorate their yards off of NC 130 with thousands of lights and ornaments every year. The show is free. They do ask that you avoid parking on the lawn. It's open nightly at sunset. Tabor City's Christmas celebrations kick off December 4th with the parade at 6:30 p.m., followed by the Christmas tree lighting at the gazebo. There will be caroling, the Stallions Marching Band, Reclaim Ministries, Alyssa Strickland, and more. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be welcoming visitors. Chili and cocoa will be for sale, and there could even be snow flurries. Cookie boxes for the cookie crawl will be available next Tuesday at the Tabor City Library and Chamber office. The crawl is from 3:30 until 6:30 next Friday with free hot dogs, music, and more snow at the gazebo. Be sure to check out the ice skating rink and the new caboose as well. Call 910-377-3012 for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Child Fun presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour. Featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Whiteville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15, concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewoods Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whiteville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.